This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McKee. The Pope calls for dialogue as U.S.-Iran tensions soar. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff.
Pope Francis is calling for dialogue and self-restraint in his first public comments amid soaring tensions between the U.S. and Iran after a U.S. airstrike killed Iran's top general in Iraq. During his Sunday noon blessing, Francis warned, "War brings only death and destruction." He led the tens of thousands of faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square in a silent prayer for peace. Francis had hoped to visit Iraq this year to minister to the Christian minorities that have been targeted by the Islamic State group. Vatican officials and local Catholic bishops in Iraq have voiced concern about the impact of any new conflict on the weakest and most marginal. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Meanwhile, as VOA's Lattice Hook reports, there are some who are optimistic that cooler heads will prevail.
Analysts say a U.S.-Iran war is unlikely despite the angry rhetoric. Persian Gulf nations are eager to prevent a war in their vicinity, says analyst Barbara Leaf.
The UAE and Saudi Arabia have been very muted in what they've said, but the theme of their comments is essentially time for de-escalation, time for a political approach to resolving these issues.
Meanwhile, Iraqi officials seem reluctant to act on the parliament's decision to expel U.S. troops from Iraq after Trump threatened to impose sanctions. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
An earthquake of magnitude 6.6 struck just off Puerto Rico at a shallow depth of 7 kilometers. That's according to the U.S. Geological Survey on Tuesday. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center said that there was no significant threat of a tsunami to the region. The quake's epicenter was just south of Indios. 5.8 magnitude earthquake off the southern coast of Puerto Rico Monday damaged homes and destroyed a rock formation on a beach that had been a tourist attraction. This is VOA News. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido and his new rival, lawmaker Luis Parra, called for competing legislative sessions Tuesday after both claimed to be the country's parliamentary speaker. On Sunday, Venezuelan security forces with riot shields blocked Guaido from entering the National Assembly chamber, where he was expected to be reelected head of the opposition-dominated legislature. Instead, Parra, who was backed by socialist leader Nicolas Maduro, proclaimed himself speaker. Parra claimed to have been elected with 81 votes in the 167-member chamber. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that a wiring problem is adding to Boeing's problems with its grounded 737 MAX jets.
This wiring issue, which could potentially cause a short circuit and cause pilots to lose control of the planes, was discovered in an audit of the crucial operating systems on the MAX jet, ordered by the FAA after the two fatal crashes involving a new software system and faulty sensors. Boeing says it found bundles of electrical wiring were too close together and says it's working to correct the problem, which might entail a design change.
That's AP's Jackie Quinn. Former White House National Security Advisor John Bolton says he's prepared to testify at President Trump's impeachment trial if the Senate issues a subpoena. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Bolton's testimony would give a highly anticipated firsthand account from a top advisor who was in the room for moments others have already described, and it's unclear whether that would help the president or hurt him. Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell wants a fast trial and has resisted calling new witnesses, though Democrats want to hear from Bolton and others who did not appear during the House inquiry. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has not yet sent the articles of impeachment to the Senate while pushing for that testimony. If she does in the coming days, the Senate trial could start as soon as this week. Sagar Magani at the White House.
More problems for former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will not be running.
Weinstein is accused of raping one woman and sexually assaulting another in separate incidents in Los Angeles over a two-day period in 2013.
We believe the evidence will show that the defendant used his power and influence to gain access to his victims and then committed violent crimes against them.
DA Jackie Lacey says the two women filed reports with police in 2017. This development comes a day before jury selection is expected to start in New York. Weinstein faces rape and sexual assault charges there. One of his accusers, Rose McGowan, read a letter to Harvey Weinstein.
Today, Lady Justice is staring down a super predator.
More, that's AP's Donahue. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.